In this bulletin, Australia's competition regulator to investigate rising energy prices. Volodymyr Zelensky says Africa is a hostage to the war with Russia. And John Millman and Alex de Minaur progress at a pre-Wimbledon tennis event. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will investigate rising energy prices and the potential gaming of the market by power generators. The inquiry will examine whether big power generators have been colluding and determine if they withdrew supply into the market last week. Federal Minister for Government Services and the NDIS, Bill Shorten, has told Channel 9's Today show they'll soon get to the bottom of it.
Energy companies should not be making undue profits when everyone else are doing it hard with cost of living and a winter snap, and we've got an energy system which is just 10 years of delay and denial.
The findings of the inquiry are expected to be released next month following a meeting of the nation's energy ministers. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says he expects inflation to rise to 7% this year. Mr. Lowe says he can't see a recession on the horizon in Australia. Both the New South Wales and Queensland governments are handing down their state budgets today. It will be the first for New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane. Key components are expected to include the fast-tracking of elective surgery, $1 billion education boost, and stamp duty reform for first home buyers. And Queensland's Treasurer Cameron Dick will be handing down the Queensland budget. It will include a multi-$1 million cancer centre in Brisbane, infrastructure investments in new roads and sewage systems, and a housing development boost. Clinical trials are set to begin on a single vaccine for COVID-19 and influenza. Moderna's chief medical officer, Paul Burton, has confirmed the combined shot for flu, COVID-19 and respiratory virus, RSV, is in the early testing stages, with trials to start later this year. Australians are expected to have access to the shot by 2024. Israel is set to hold its fifth election in 3 years. A new round of elections is likely set for October, where former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is looking to make a return. Israeli politicians will vote next week to end incumbent Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's ruling coalition and dissolve the parliament. Mr. Bennett will step aside to be replaced by Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, his partner in the unlikely coalition of opposites that ended Mr. Netanyahu's prime ministership 12 months ago. Benjamin Netanyahu says the turn of the tides is a positive shift for his country.
I must tell you that this evening people are smiling, even on the way over here. People are simply smiling because they feel that despite this consciousness modification, which we also heard tonight, they understand that something great happened here. We are getting rid of the worst government in Israel's history.
A high-level United Nations meeting has been held to commemorate the first International Day for Countering Hate Speech. 2022 marks the first year the worldwide day has been marked. A special session of the General Assembly heard that social media, disinformation, fake news, and the online world have all heightened hate speech. Speakers called for unity and global cooperation to stand up against this dangerous trend. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has previously said it's everyone's job in the world to fight hatred. And briefly in sport, Australians John Millman and Alex de Minaur have both progressed at the pre-Wimbledon tennis event Eastbourne. 23-year-old de Minaur defeated Chile's Kristen Garin and Millman surprised American Sebastian Korda. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.